I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:05 p.m. It's the wake-up call.
It wasn't that long ago that you told everybody that you were planning on trying kayaking.
Well, I had decided that I am a kayaker.
I forgot. We're jumping right in with the title.
Yeah.
And you have gone kayaking.
Guys, I went kayaking.
Now, can I tell you right off the bat, I'm shocked you're still here.
The only reason I would probably perish would be I'd have a panic attack and suffocate and die.
Right.
Okay. So we were talking about this, and my friend Joyce happened to be listening. Mm-hmm. And she texts me and she goes, I've got two kayaks. I love going kayaking. Let's go. I was like, yeah, let's go. So we go. We go out to Folsom Lake, which is the saddest I've ever seen it right now, but there's plenty of water in there to kayak. So we get on the water. And I do have to tell you, it was invigorating. And it was beautiful. And it felt so good out there. And we're going and we're paddling. It's the most incredible upper body workout. And we got ourselves out by the dam. And I started to panic a little bit because I thought,
what were you panicking about? The depth of the water or the fact that you were close to an edge?
Well, I wasn't that close. Okay, so a little bit of both. The water is so low that you're really not close to an edge with the dam.
Oh,
you are so far
high.
Below where they can even open it that it's like, I did not feel that I was going to be sucked in.
Okay.
Okay. The depth really scared me. Part of why I am afraid of open water is because I do not know what is down there. It's the fear of the unknown that I find extremely unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
So we start getting even closer to the dam.
How close are we talking?
Well, it has a sign that says stay 1,000 feet away.
Oh, okay.
So we're talking to each other going like, how far do we think 1,000? Like,
there's not a rope?
No.
There's
a net. But the net is definitely closer than 1,000 feet.
So you're supposed to guesstimate?
You're supposed to know.
What?
And she goes, do you think it's boring to work up on the dam? And I go, Joyce, nobody works up on the dam. When the dam is closed, nobody's up there just like, all right, she's still closed. So we're getting close to the dam. We're getting close to the dam. And she's like going for it because she's like, I want to like.
Are you actively paddling towards the dam? So this is a decision you're making.
Yeah, she's going for it a little harder than I am. I'm drifting a little bit more because I found the dam to be very intimidating.
Well, it's huge.
Mm-hmm. And something about the fact that it was also under the water and I couldn't see the bottom of it.
Oh, it's all the way down. Yeah.
So we're getting closer. And all of a sudden, a siren starts going off.
What?
Boop, 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 boop. And I'm like, and a man,
they're going to pull the plug. They're going to pull the plug like a bathtub.
And a man comes over a loudspeaker and says, turn around. You are in a restricted zone. Turn around. Kayakers, turn around. You're in a restricted zone. And there is somebody that works up on that dam.
Wow.
So I'm like, I couldn't have turned around back. I'm apologizing. I'm crossing myself. I'm saying I'll never come back.
How loud is it? Is it really loud?
It's very loud. It scares you. They do the alarm first.
Yeah.
And that.
God, I wish I saw that so badly.
So we turn around. We start going back. That is when I realized we had kayaked 2 miles out. Now we have to kayak back 2 miles in.
Yeah.
But one of the things when we talked about this before, the wind can change on you.
Yeah.
When we were going out there, the water was like glass. Going back, there was just the slightest breeze, but it makes all the difference in the world. Like, you have to actually paddle against it to make sure that you don't start drifting whatever direction the wind is blowing.
Right.
The waves are starting to get a little, I mean, not waves, but the water's starting to get a little choppier. And I'm like, oh God, I'm so far away. But I love to tell the tale.
So you made it back.
No, I didn't make it back. I'm like, go.
No, you made it back to your car.
Yes, we made it back to our car. And here's what I did realize. I'm never going to not make it back. It just might take me a long time. So it's never like I'm going to paddle out so far that I just have to live out there.
Well, you could drift to the other side of the lake, and then you're going to have to walk miles around the lake.
I would just row back.
You couldn't row to your car the first time. Like, what if
I did?
But what if you can't one time? That's the concern. Like, what if you're too tired or something?
You can't
to go against the current.
That's not an option.
Okay. All right.
So I am going to go get an inflatable kayak.
Okay.
So that I can go on my own.
Oh, bring a friend. No.
Because I feel that it'll be too heavy to lift the kayak myself into my car. So I'm going to get an inflatable one. So that's my newest thing that I'm looking for.
Please bring a friend. Please bring somebody.
I'd like it to be sort of my meditative time.
Well,
and put my headphones in. And I'll just go out there. Also, I won't get close to the dam. I'll never go back to the dam. I promise you that. Deal?
Is that the deal I have? I can't say. Don't go by yourself. Please bring a friend.
Did you want to go kayaking with me?
If it means keeping you alive?
Yes.
Sure.
Come on. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!